When we understand how the Jewish engagement and marriage worked, then we discover a big difference to how we know it. And this is very significant in our parable. The engagement was a binding contract between the man and the woman. This is not the case in our Western society. Once you're engaged in the Jewish culture, you are already married. That's why Joseph wanted to give Mary a bill of divorcement. You can only divorce somebody if a legal contract took place beforehand. The engagement of two people sealed them as a couple. After the engagement, the husband had a year or until he's ready to prepare the house. When the groom prepared everything, then the wedding could take place. Because after the wedding, he can take his bride home to the prepared place. What does that mean for you and me as Christians in relation to Christ? 2 Corinthians 11 explains that we Christians are a chaste virgin engaged to Christ. That is a wow, big time, because that means our heavenly marriage is already sealed with a binding contract with Jesus himself. If we fall away like the five virgins, then we break this contract and divorce Christ from our side by becoming unfaithful. I want to be part of the bride, fully in love with Jesus. I don't want to seek him only when I'm in trouble or in bad times. Not that this is wrong, but to me this seems to be a cheaper love. I want to seek him in good times because I love Jesus. There's a story of a prince who met a beautiful young lady who was poor. He fell in love with her pretty soon after he met her, and she was over the moon that the prince wants to marry her. She said yes straight away. They got engaged, and the prince said, "But you can't continue to live here in the city because you are exposed to too many bad influences. Go to live in the house of my best friend and his family. I will send him $5,000 every month to take care of you until our wedding." She agreed and she moved to his friend. She was so in love and couldn't wait until she could see the prince again. She talked about him all the time. She so longed for the day of her wedding. In the meantime, she got a car, the best food, very nice clothes, and was looked after extremely well. In fact, she so enjoyed her life that she became very content. The friend communicated to the prince that your bride-to-be doesn't really talk much about you anymore. At the beginning, there was only one topic, the prince. But now she hardly mentioned your name anymore. The prince suggested to send only half of the money to each month and see if that is going to make any difference. But it didn't, because she still had enough to get petrol for her car, etc. Then he sent even less. Not much changed. In the end, he stopped sending her money. Her life became harder and harder. And that's where her longing for the prince began to grow extremely much and fast. She couldn't wait anymore to get married to him. This is a good story, but I don't like it. I don't want to be like that princess. Revelation 2 comes to mind. You have left your first love. Remember therefore from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. I want to be someone who loves his Savior in the good and bad times. Somebody who desires to meet him, the heavenly prince, in good and bad times. Do you?